We lift our voices and our hearts to give you glory and to give you honor, to give you praise, because you alone are worthy of it. There's none else holy, none else righteous, none else worthy but you, Lord. So we come today and give you what you deserve. We present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. It's our reasonable service. It's the least. It's the baseline for worship. So we present ourselves to you. And we pray that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. That there'll be a sweet smelling savor. And as our collective worship rises to you, as we collectively draw nigh unto you, that you will come nigh unto us. You deserve all the glory. You deserve all the honor. You deserve all the praise. You deserve all of our strength. You deserve to be loved with all of our mind, with all of our heart. You deserve it. Does anybody else agree that God deserves all of our worship, all of our affection, all of our love, all of our attention? He deserves it. He deserves it. He deserves it. He deserves it. So before we sing this song, give him what's due him. Come on. All over the building. Hallelujah. Now come on and put praise where praise was intended to be, out of your mouth. I hear you clapping your hands, and that's good, because the Bible says, clap your hands, O ye people. But then it says, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Praise comes out of your mouth. The weapon is in your mouth. Open up your mouth and bless him. Open up your mouth and give him the glory. Open up your mouth. Because see, we put our mouths on so many other things. We say so many other things. And we give attention to so many other things. And God is saying, put praise back where it belongs. In your mouth, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. So open up your mouth. Open up your mouth and bless his name. He's worthy. He's worthy. Come on. Come on. I know it's uncomfortable, but you got to do it. You got to open up your mouth now. Come on, open up your mouth. And I know it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable for all of us. Because see, when you get a glimpse of who God is and how holy he is and how righteous he is and how beautiful he is, then you also get a glimpse of yourself. And you begin to say, woe is me, because I'm a man of unclean lips. And woe is me, because I dwell among a people of unclean lips. But how many of you know that if you open up your mouth to him, that he'll make you clean? He is faithful and just to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Just open up your mouth. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Because see, there's nothing super about the Sunday if we come in here and do the same thing we always do. So come on, open up your mouth and bless his name. Honor him. Glorify him. him. Magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. You are God. You are holy. You are righteous. And I declare from this moment forth, I won't give your praise to anything or anybody else. Nobody else deserves it but you, God. Nobody else deserves the praise but you. Hallelujah. Oh my God. You're so worthy. You're so worthy. You're so worthy. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah. And then the next part just simply says this. It says, you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. Come on, say it again. You deserve it.
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 All of the glory.
All of the glory belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs to you.
All of the glory. This is why you deserve
it.
You deserve
it. You deserve
it. You deserve
it.
You deserve
it.
Say it again.
You deserve it.
Because there's nobody like you, God. You're so faithful. True, you deserve. Uh-huh. Stay right there. Say it again. My hallelujah. My hallelujah.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Come on, say it again. My hallelujah.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
My hallelujah.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Say it again. My hallelujah.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Belongs to you. Before you clap, lift your voice one more time. Come on. And worship him. Come on. That's it. My hallelujah. My hallelujah.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
My hallelujah.
My hallelujah.
The Spirit of the Lord is saying some of the things you need to break in your life won't break because all of your hallelujahs don't belong to him yet. My hallelujah.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
My hallelujah belongs
my
to you.
Hallelujah belongs to you.
Say, all of the glory.
All of the glory
belongs to you. He deserves it. To him we ascribe glory and honor. It belongs to you. Say it one more time. All of the glory belongs to you. All of the glory
belongs
to you. You deserve it. 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 From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun. Your name deserves the praise. Oh, that men would praise your name. 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 You deserve it, God. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. We bless your name, Jesus. We give you the glory, God. We repent for every time we gave something else praise besides you. We repent for everything else that has our attention except you. Help us to love you better. 'Cause you deserve it. Help us to worship in spirit and in truth. 'Cause you deserve it. Help us to serve our fellow man. 'Cause that honor you deserve. Yes, you do. You deserve it. He really does. He really does. He really does. And God, I pray for those that may still be skeptical, for those that may still have a stony heart. I pray in Jesus' name that those hearts of stone will become hearts of flesh, and that those hearts will be turned back to you, God, because you alone are worthy of the glory, the honor, and the praise. I pray, God, that you would keep them under the ark of your safety until such time that they repent in the name of Jesus, until such time that they are turned back to you in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, that worship will break out in this house all over the city of Nashville. I pray, Lord God, that we just won't come in for business as usual, God, but we'll really come in to worship you. We'll really come in to seek your face. And we won't care who's looking at us. And we won't care who's talking about us. All we'll care about is getting to your presence. I pray in the name of Jesus that your presence will become as water to us, that we won't even be able to exist, that we won't be able to even live without being in your presence daily. Because it's your presence that we need. All that men would praise you. If we would praise you like we should, this country would be in a better position. If we would worship you like we're supposed to, we would treat people better than we treat them. If we would worship God the way that we're supposed to. I pray for worship to break out in this place. Worship of the one true living God. The time is now. It has now come when those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. For such the Father seeketh. He's looking for you. He's looking for you. He's looking for your worship. He's looking for your worship. He desires it. He desires. You deserve it, God. You deserve it, God. You deserve it, God. You deserve it, God. I pray for those that were outside of the ark of safety, but I hear the Lord saying, pray for those that think they're in the ark of safety. Some of us with titles, we come in here and we're so stony and stoic and we won't lift our hands. Somebody else's deliverance is dependent on you lifting your hands and giving God glory. You are not so cute. You are not so important that you can't lift your hands and give God glory. So I pray for you in the name of Jesus that you will lay down that so-called title and that you will remember that there is only one true living God. There is only one who deserves worship. There is only one who deserves worship, and his name is Jesus. He deserves it. He deserves it. Bring the music down, worship. So God, we give you our worship today. And we repent in the name of Jesus. And we ask for your forgiveness. Every time we didn't serve because somebody made us mad, we ask for your forgiveness. Every time we didn't lift our hands because we didn't like the song that was sang, or because the attendant on the parking lot said something out of the way to us, we repent in the name of Jesus, because you deserve the worship. You deserve the glory. It doesn't matter our disposition. It doesn't matter our situation. It doesn't matter if we feel like it or not. He deserves it. So we repent in Jesus' name. And we thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. Take not your Holy Spirit away from us. Cast us not away from your presence. But create within us clean hearts and renew right spirits within us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Before you take your seats, put your hands together and give the Lord a praise for what's happening in this place. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
And we stop for a praise break, and nobody gets mad at that. But every now and then we ought to stop and pause for a worship break. Yes, God inhabits the praises of his people, but the text says that God is looking for true worshipers. I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know what it is that you brought in here, but I wish you would just take about 30 or 40 seconds to begin to worship the name of our God. Wherever you are, if you would just begin to lift up your hands, that's a sign of surrender. Wherever you are, I don't care what you brought in here, give it to the Lord right now. Let's change this atmosphere. Let's really give it to God right now. I don't care what it is, but we're going to release it to the Lord right now. Come on. Hallelujah. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. under the sound of my voice. If we were singing the national anthem, we would stand. Because God is in this building, I'm asking everybody under the sound of my voice to stand. He's here. Every hand is lifted. Father, we love you today. God, we stand because you're here. Forgive us for honoring a flag and not honoring your presence. Father, we thank you for what you're already doing in this house. Thank you, God, for what you're going to do. We realize, God, that it's in worship that you do your best work. So the bill that needs to be paid, God, you can supernaturally pay it because we're in worship. The healing that needs to be manifested, you can do it because we're in worship. The friend that has turned away from God, you can turn their heart back to you because we're in worship. Father, we expect a powerful word from you today. Any heart of stone, God, make it a heart of clay now. Any issue, any problem, God, that's on our minds, God, remove it right now. Thank you, God, for the victory. Thank you, God, for deliverance. And most of all, thank you, God, for Jesus. Because we have Jesus, we got the healing. Because we got Jesus, we got the deliverance. Because we got Jesus, we got the provision. Because we have Jesus, we have everything you need. So we worship you now. We praise you. And we thank you in advance for what you're about to do. In the name of Jesus, we do pray and we thank God. And the people of God said, amen. Come on, let's put our hands together and give God praise right now. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.